presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Far Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Far. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Far. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Far.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode in the adventures of Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt Magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time, and now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear.
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features, slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy, and the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables in many styles and sizes, including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There'll be new electronic refinements and AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you're right for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
Now, here's Dick Cole to tell you something about today's story.
Hi, gang. Our story today is all about one of our favorite sports, football. And about something exciting and mysterious, writing with secret ink. Now, what has football to do with secret ink? Well, you wouldn't think that there'd be much connection. And I didn't myself, not until some very, very strange things happened. And then a quarterback sneak and chemistry suddenly fitted together. Now you see, the way our league is organized, every football team meets every other team twice each season. And the way things lined up, it looked as though Farr's big competition would be Wilson Academy. Oh boy, they were awfully good. And they caused us plenty of trouble in just about every sport all year. Well anyway, in our practice sessions, we kept pointing for the first game against Wilson. Our coach was watching things pretty closely, and he worked us awfully hard.
No, boys, no, no. When you go into a double wing back, you need more snap. The way you're moving now, you telegraph the whole play. First and second teams, come over here. Come here. Come here. Now look, boys, look. We're banking our hopes against Wilson on our surprise secret plays. And no play is going to be really secret when you give it away through sloppy teamwork. When you make a move, be sure it's decisive. That's just as important as it is for us to keep our plays secret.
Well, we know that,
yes, sir.
Ah, okay. That'll be all for today, boys. Hit the showers.
Yeah.
Dick Cole and Ralph Goodley.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wait a minute, you two. I want to have a talk with you. Sit down here on the bench, boys.
Yes, sir.
All right, Coach.
As you know, I've been alternating you two boys at right halfback. You both have a thorough understanding of our secret plays. The time has come for me to make a choice.
Well, what do you mean?
What kind of a choice, Coach?
I mean for first string right half. It's time that I named one boy to be right half on the first team. Now, I've weighed this decision carefully, and I wanted to tell both of you at once. Dick, you're it.
Oh.
Yes, from here in, as long as you keep your playing up to where it's been, you're right half on the regulars.
Well, gee, thanks, Coach.
Ralph, you've done a nice job. I don't want you to think that this means a demotion for you.
What else can I think? You dump me down to the second team, there isn't very much I can think.
Well, you'll see plenty of action in the rest of our games, Ralph.
Yeah, I'll bet.
and I want you to keep in there plugging. Because it's teamwork that counts. There's nothing more important in our secret plays than teamwork. Well, that's all, boys. Get to your showers, and I'll see you later.
How do you like that? I'm on the second team.
Gee, I'm sorry, Ralph. That's a tough break. And I'm sorry I had to be the fellow to get the first team spot. Shake?
Sure. I got nothing against you, Dick. Isn't your fault.
Well, just like the coach says, the important thing is to win the rest of our games. And you'll see plenty of action.
I don't care if I do or not.
Huh?
If I'm not on the second team, it'd be all the same to me if every other team in the league knew all our secret plays.
Well, you don't mean that, Ralph.
All I can say is that my cousin Bill was right.
Well, who's he?
Bill goes to Wilson. Right tackle on the Wilson team. Wanted me to come over there to school, and I... Well, I probably should have. One thing's sure, if I had gone to Wilson, I wouldn't have wound up playing on the scrubs.
Hiya, Simba.
Oh, hello, Dick.
Now, what a way to say hello to a guy. I swear, I've got the craziest roommate in any 10 military academies in any 5 states you want to mention.
Yeah, you bet.
What are you doing there at the desk, anyway?
Come here, look at this.
Hmm?
Invisible writing.
Boy, you took that chemistry lecture this noon seriously, didn't you, pal?
Well, yeah, because, well, the stuff we got in the lecture really works. You see, I did some writing on this paper with lemon juice, and on this one with milk. I used a toothpick dipped in lemon juice and another one in milk, just like Lieutenant Edmund showed us.
Sure, and your writing's invisible.
Mm-hmm. Then I turn on this Bunsen burner.
Hey, watch out you don't set the whole desk on fire, Simba.
I hold the paper over the fire the way the lieutenant showed us, and the writing I did with the lemon juice and with the milk shows up. You can read it. It isn't invisible anymore. Wonderful stuff, huh?
It's pretty elementary, my friend.
Well, I'm not as smart in chemistry as you are, Dick. Oh, incidentally, after you fellas on the football team left class for practice, the lieutenant posted our grades.
Oh.
2 of you got good grades for the first half of the term.
Well, what did the lieutenant give me?
An A. You and Ralph Goodley both got A's.
Say, I'm glad Ralph got it. Maybe it'll take the sting out of his losing out on the team.
Hey, you mean that the coach finally gave you the spot on the first team? Oh, boy!
Uh-huh. And I'm kind of glad I got it. But you know, it's tough on Ralph. He's kind of sour.
He's talking again about how he should have gone to Wilson Academy, I suppose.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's just what he's doing.
Well, it's just too darn bad that he isn't quite as good a right half as he is a chemistry student. Anyway, I'm glad you got the first team job, Dick.
Yeah, I'm glad myself. But I'd better get to work right now.
Hey, you want me to show you some more invisible writing with lemon juice? Watch this, Dick. I dip the toothpick into the lemon, and then I write with it. You see? And then I'll hold the paper up to the fire, and all the writing will come out.
If I sat here and watched you, I wouldn't get any work done at all before dinner. Now you shut up and let me concentrate, Simba.
Oh, just once more, Dick. This time I'll dip a toothpick in milk again. It works exactly the same way.
Hey, cut it out, will you? I've got to memorize about 12 secret plays.
Oh, say, can I look at the diagrams?
Not on your life.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to be nosy.
Between now and Saturday afternoon, nobody sees these diagrams except the members of the FAR football team. On Saturday, everybody can see them and be surprised, especially the Wilson team.
All right, Dick, I'll be good. As long as those plays will beat Wilson, I hope they're kept as quiet as a military secret.
Less than 1 minute to go in this football game between FAR and Wilson Academies. What an upset this game has been. Wilson is leading by a score of 20-0, and the FAR team has been completely buffaloed. Time after time, FAR has tried some trick play. The Wilson boys have swarmed right in and stopped it cold. It's been almost as though the Wilson team knew all about every one of FAR's trick plays. And from the looks of things, FAR will have to wait until the return game at the end of the season to get even. There's time in again. FAR has the ball. Third down, 9 to go. Our team comes out of the huddle into a single wingback formation. Ball is snapped back to Ted Green. He laterals to number 52, Dick Cole. Cole tries a tricky end around, and three Wilson players beat him to the line of scrimmage. They hit him from all sides, and Cole is down. There's another far trick play that the Wilson team caught on to. It's fourth down, and there's the gun. The end of the ball game, and Wilson wins 20 to nothing. One of the major upsets of the year.
Simba, what are you doing out here at the edge of campus?
I've been looking for you, Dick. I know how rotten you must feel after that game.
Yeah. We sure got skunked, all right.
Yeah, sure did. Well, what the heck happened, anyhow?
The Wilson team knew every one of our secret plays. That's what happened.
They knew all the far plays?
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that was so secret you wouldn't even let your own roommate see the diagrams?
That's right, Simba. As soon as we moved into a formation, they were all set to block us. Even that new variation of the T formation that we were so sure would knock them silly.
Oh, but Dick, that must mean that...
Mm-hmm. That somebody on our own team...
is a spy.
I don't like to think it.
But it must be so. There's somebody on the far team who's been slipping all the dope on our secret plays to Wilson. There's no doubt about it, Dick.
But who could it be, Simba?
I don't know. But we've got to find out before the next game with Wilson, or we're likely to get licked again.
Yeah, the coach will work up another batch of secret plays, and the Wilson team will know them all as well as we do.
Dick, do you think it could be Ralph Goodley?
Huh?
Do you think Ralph is the one who tipped off Wilson?
Well, what makes you think that it might be Ralph?
Well, he's got a motive, and he has got an outlet at the Wilson end.
I don't like to see anybody accused unjustly, Simba. What kind of a motive? And what do you mean by an outlet at the Wilson end?
Look, you said yourself that Ralph was sore because you beat him out on the first team.
Yes, that much is true.
And he's got a cousin on the Wilson team, hasn't he?
Yes, that's true, too.
Well, then, the way I begin to see it, Ralph wanted to get even because he didn't make the regulars. So he sent all of our secret plays to his cousin at Wilson.
That's a pretty serious charge, Simba. We've got to have more than talk. We need proof before you can make any accusations like that.
Dick, I'm dead sure.
I want to discover who's been passing out our plays along to Wilson just as much as you do. I want us to win that next game we're going to play against them. But we need proof.
Well, wouldn't it be proof if we could find some of the diagrams or something?
Yes, but you can't go opening Ralph's mail. Suppose he does write to his cousin. You still can't accuse
him. Dick, I've got an idea. What time is football practice called for tomorrow afternoon?
2:30, as usual.
And Ralph has to be there then, doesn't he?
Well, of course, but I...
Then at 2:30 sharp, when we know he won't be there, I'm going over to Ralph's room and do some snooping.
Well, you be careful, Simba. You're way off base when you invade somebody else's privacy.
If I'm wrong, I'll apologize to Ralph. But if I'm right, we'll know who the far traitor is. Say, I suppose Ralph's desk would be the best place to look. No, this isn't it. Letters from some girl. Hmm? What's this? Notes on chemistry from our chemistry class. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's the stuff on that lecture we had on writing with invisible inks. Hey, invisible inks. Oh, golly, nothing so far. Notes from his English literature class. Actually, I better hurry. What's this? A pile of scratch paper with partially written letters on the paper. Well, looks like this is it. Letters to his cousin. Let's see. Dear Bill, just thought I'd drop you a note. Life here at Farr is pretty quiet these days. How is everything over at Wilson? We've had pretty good weather lately, so I suppose you... Nazi doesn't say a thing. Except, you know, he's got the lines of the letters spaced pretty far apart. Wide enough for him to write in between the lines with sacred ink. Hey, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what he's doing. I'm going to take some of this scratch paper and test it. I'm going to see if Ralph is really the traitor.
More about the adventures of Dick Cole in just a moment. But right now, here's a message from the people who bring you these programs.
Did a headache spoil a day for you? Are you still feeling a little miserable and upset? Well, of course, it would have been wise to take Alka-Seltzer at work earlier in the day. But don't wait now. Take it right away. And next time, remember that Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from headaches. Alka-Seltzer is easy to take, pleasant tasting, too. Here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work. And say, that fizz that creates thousands of sparkling bubbles gives speed to Alka-Seltzer's relief-giving qualities. Yes, it gets there fast to give fast relief. So remember, first aid for relief from headache is Alka-Seltzer.
And now, back to the adventures of Dick Cole. You remember we left Dick's friend and roommate, Simba Cano, taking several pieces of scratch paper from the room of Ralph Goodley, paper on which parts of letters were written. Incomplete letters to Ralph's cousin, who is a member of the football team at Wilson Academy. When Dick gets back to his room in the far barracks after football practice, he finds Simba sitting intently in front of a Bunsen burner, waving one of the sheets of scratch paper over it.
Well, what's the matter, Simba? Is it too cold in here? You trying to burn up the room to make it warm?
Dick, look at this.
Huh?
I found some partially finished letters in Ralph's room. Letters to his cousin at Wilson. And I'm holding them over the fire to see if he tried any invisible writing.
Well, do you think you've got anything?
Maybe so.
Well, have you found anything yet?
No, darn it. The letters themselves don't say anything. But so far, I haven't found any secret ink writing either.
That sort of knocks the whole theory out then, doesn't it?
I'm not so sure. Take a look at this letter, Dick. Why would Ralph write a rough draft of a letter to his cousin in the first place? Why not just write the letter and be done with it?
Yes, you've got something there. Let me see one of those letters.
You notice the way the lines are spaced out, Dick? There's an awful lot of room in between to do some writing with invisible ink.
Yes, that's true. I tell you what, Simba. Even though you haven't brought out anything with the fire, let me hang on to a sheet or two of this paper. I'm going to do some experimenting of my own.
Oh, boy, that's swell. You know a heck of a lot more about chemistry than I do, Dick. And even though I haven't been able to find out anything, maybe you can.
Well, for Ralph's sake, I hope I don't. But these letters look so suspicious that I'd better try and see what happens anyway.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet. But I'll take these over to the chemistry lab tonight and work on them.
Can I come along?
No, I'd rather you didn't, Simba. If Ralph isn't guilty, there's no need for anybody else being there. And if he is, the fewer the people who know about it before the next game with Wilson, the better. There. The fast flame is burning okay. Now to try the slow one. If Ralph has been using invisible ink, he hasn't used lemon juice or milk. I've tried every test I know to bring them out. There's just one other thing he might have known about and tried. Well, this test will tell whether he has or not. I'd better hold my breath. So that's the whole story, as nearly as I've been able to make it out, Coach.
Well, this is extremely valuable information you brought me, Dick. Very valuable.
Well, what worries me is, what can we do about it, sir?
I don't know, my boy. We have only a week left before the next Wilson game, and obviously all of our new secret plays are as worthless as the ones we tried on them in the other game.
There's just one thing, Coach.
What's that?
How would it be, sir, if the first team went into some very private huddles? If you have nobody there except the 11 fellows on the first team.
Go on.
And suppose you made some changes in the secret play, sir. Changes that only the regular team knew about. The Wilson team would see us go into a formation and be all ready to stop the play on the basis of the information that the spy sent them.
But the play would turn out to be something entirely different and we'd catch them flat-footed, huh?
Yes, sir. Because the spy wouldn't know about the change in the play and wouldn't be able to give it away to the Wilson team.
Dick, I think you've hit on something there. It's certainly our only chance.
I think it might be worth trying, Coach.
It certainly is. Now, Dick, get around to the other boys on the first team. Tell them we're going to have a secret scout practice tonight and every night for the next week. We'll keep doing the new plays as we've done them every afternoon on the field. And in our night sessions, we'll work out some unexpected changes. I think that Wilson will get the surprise of its life next week.
Wilson won't be alone, sir. There's a member of the fire squad who's going to be awfully surprised, too. Okay, team. Four more yards on this one. And we've got another first down. Get in it, Ted. Signals. 14. 22. Hey! 73. 4. 12. Hit that line!
There goes Ted Green of Far, slicing through right tackle for another gain. He makes 5-6 yards before the Wilson secondary moves in to haul him down. And it's another 1st and 10 for the ball on the Wilson 23-yard line. Wilson's calling for another timeout. What a game this is, and what an upset after that Farr-Wilson game 4 weeks ago. This is a slaughter out here this afternoon, an absolute slaughter. With 4 minutes still to go in the third quarter, Farr is leading 36-0. Those maroon and gold jerseys of Farr are marching right down the field to another touchdown. I've never seen a team as badly rattled as Wilson. Farr seems to be able to score almost at will. They snap into a formation, Wilson gets set for the play, and Farr catches them flat-footed, time after time. The strange thing, in spite of the big lead Farr has piled up, there's been only one Farr team on the field. That's right, there hasn't been a single Farr substitution. Time is in, and the Farr team is lining up again in a tricky double wing back formation.
I still don't understand how anybody found out, Coach.
You're a smart boy, Ralph. But Dick Cole was a little smarter than you, and a little smarter than the Wilson team, too, as I think that final score of 49-0 would indicate.
None of the secret plays went off the way we did them in practice.
That's right. I had the first team in for private evening sessions, and we worked out some variations that nobody else knew about, specifically that you didn't know about, Ralph, so you couldn't then write them to your cousin over at Wilson.
Yeah. I guess I've been pretty much of a heel, Coach. It was an awful sorehead to give away our plans just because I didn't make the first team. I don't suppose it'll do any good to say I'm sorry.
Does a lot of good, Ralph, because I'm going to give you another chance. Have you really learned your lesson?
Yes, sir, I have. But I don't deserve the chance.
Frankly, I didn't think so either. But Dick Cole talked me into giving it to you. And as nobody else knows that you were the one who was passing on our plays, well, we can just let it go at that,
Thank you, Coach.
You can be glad that you've had a fellow like Dick pulling for you. Just as the whole school can be glad that he knows as much, if not a little more, about chemistry than you do.
Hey, Dick. Dick, are you asleep?
Oh. How can I get to sleep when you keep talking all night, Simba?
Now, for Pete's sake, shut up. I'm tired after that game this afternoon. Oh, I just want to know how Ralph...
Look, chum, I've told you a dozen times. Nobody else knows it was Ralph who was sending the secret plays to Wilson. And as long as the coach is being so decent to him and giving him another chance, nobody else is to know about it.
Okay, I understand. I'll sure keep my mouth shut.
You better had. After all, we want to be fair to Ralph. If he's turning over a new leaf, we've got to give him his chance.
Yeah, you told me that before. And I understand perfectly.
Good. Now, let's get some sleep.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, Dick. Dick.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to know something.
Might as well get up and turn the light on. I can see we aren't going to grab any shut-eye until you get whatever it is off your chest.
I'll turn the light on.
Darn decent of you.
I'm sorry, Dick. I keep wanting you to know these things, but...
Yeah, I can see how sorry you are. All the way from over here.
But I am kind of curious.
Hey, you're telling me.
And I can't get to sleep until I know.
Okay, cut out all the buildup and let's have it. I'm wide awake now.
Well, I'd like to know how you discovered the invisible writing on that scratch paper of Ralph's.
Oh, you still don't know, huh?
I sure don't. I tried holding the paper over the fire the way the lieutenant told us in class, and there's one thing I'll bet on, and that is that Ralph didn't use lemon juice or milk for his invisible writing. At least, I don't think he did.
That's right. He didn't use lemon juice or milk.
Well, what the heck was it then?
Onion juice.
Onion juice?
Mm-hmm.
Really, onion juice?
That's right.
Well, I'll be darned.
Hey, it's pretty tricky stuff. When you were playing around with the scratch paper, holding it over the fire, Simba, I realized that if Ralph really was sending the dope about our secret plays, he wouldn't use anything as obvious as lemon juice or milk.
Boy. Well, how do you bring out invisible writing with onion juice, Dick?
I just happened to know about it. You have to hold the paper over a very hot, high fire for just a quick second or two.
Uh-huh.
And then hold it over a very slow fire for some little time. And if you do it right, without scorching the paper, and if you have enough patience, the onion juice writing will eventually show up.
And that's what you did with the scratch paper Ralph was practicing on, huh?
That's right. I burned one of the hunks of scratch paper, but on the second one, I discovered a diagram showing up when I held it right. So I knew that Ralph was our man, and I went right to the coach.
Onion juice. Well, I'll be darned.
What's so funny?
Well, all I can say is, maybe nobody wept over any spilled milk, but some onions sure did make the Wilson team cry.
Dick Cole will be back in just a moment. But now, here's a brief word that will interest all of you.
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features, slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy, and the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables in many styles and sizes, including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There'll be new electronic refinements and AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you're right for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
Be sure to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole at Farm Military Academy. Yes, plan to meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Far in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics.
This is Dick Cole saying, so long, gang. See you next week. Remember, it's a date.